On Tuesday, three Haines Assembly members are up for recall. Less than 2 weeks before the election, the Political Action Committee connected to the Haines Borough Employees Union took the unusual step of getting involved. Union leaders say Tom Morfitt should lose his seat, but their reason is not one of the official grounds cited on the ballot. In April, Assemblyman Morfitt publicly released three critical accounts of citizen interactions with police. Soon after, the Local 71 union filed a grievance with the borough, saying Morfitt violated the police officer's contract and code by releasing documents considered personnel matters. The union asked for Morfitt to apologize and the assembly to formally reprimand or censure him. Those two things happened. On July 12th, Juneau-based union representative Tom Bryce emailed borough manager Deborah Schnabel, saying the union considers the issue closed and the grievance resolved. Here's Bryce.
We thought that the issue would have been put to rest at that point in time. But it seems that Mr. Morfitt still was having a hard time grasping the severity of the actions or the consequences of the actions he had taken.
Bryce says the union leadership had concerns after learning of Morfitt's conduct at the assembly meeting where he was censured. Morfitt made the motion for his own censure and was cut off by Mayor Jan Hill.
I make a motion that we censure Assembly member Tom Morfitt.
It's not appropriate at all.
Bryce says Morfitt's behavior is unrepentant, and that's what motivated the Supporting League of the Local 71 to get involved. The Supporting League is the political action committee connected to the union.
When public officials are dismissive of employees and their needs and rights, and are dismissive of the complaints brought up, then we use our First Amendment rights of political speech.
Bryce says he initiated the PAC's involvement in the recall election. He says the PAC's recall efforts are separate from the grievance, which was resolved. The PAC's lobbying is also unrelated to the official grounds listed on the recall ballot.
The Supporting League of Public Employees Local 71 has engaged in the recall effort, not as it relates to the issues that were on the ballot, but to refresh people's minds and Haines of the issue that came about with Assemblyman Morfitt's attack on the police department.
There are two official recall allegations against Morfitt. He is accused of coercion after denouncing Police Chief Heath Scott's decision to stop releasing the police blotter, and of violating the Alaska Open Meetings Act.
It's unprecedented for a Juneau-based union to get involved in a Haynesboro election.
That's Morfitt speaking at a recent public forum. He said the reason he brought the police complaints to light is because he thinks the borough lacks public accountability when a citizen lodges a complaint against the police.
Yes, I may have violated the contract. And if I did, then I'm sorry. But again, if I have to choose between honoring a contract and honoring my obligation to the safety and welfare of the Haines citizenry, you know, I might choose the latter.
According to disclosure forms, the union PAC has spent $1,000 in the Haines recall election. The money went to a Facebook advertisement advocating for Morfitt's recall. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.